Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello again. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast. Smell you later.
Ooh, we're right off to the races with this one. I'll go ahead and say it.
Go ahead.
I'll say what we're all thinking. I fucked up the recording yesterday. And I'm very sorry. I felt so stupid.
I was not thinking that at all.
I was thinking it. I've been racked with guilt for 24 hours.
I truly don't care.
It's the dumbest reason. I just don't know how to do laundry. I don't want to talk about it. Wait,
do you have a ventless dryer in your? Do you have laundry in your unit?
I don't know. You know, I don't know what that means. Do I have laundry in my unit? No, it is across the hallway. Okay. So like, yes,
it's like a laundry room. Mm-hmm. Ooh, do you ever like see people in there and you're like, hey?
Yeah. We always like scare the shit out of each other. It's really funny. I don't know why. It's
just that is
like,
kind of funny.
You know, like doing laundry in a laundry room is a very like solitary experience, and the door busts open like. I've screamed
it's
before.
Vulnerable. You're like holding your like dirty underpants.
Exactly.
And you're like, don't think I may.
Right. Yeah, that is very that is a very vulnerable experience. Yeah. So thank you for being flexible.
Of course.
I had a very productive day yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
You know?
Yeah, you were like, I have a party to go to. I have
And then today,
yeah,
I had the photo shoot.
Oh,
and then
my God.
This. And then I'll be editing on that. Wow, she's working.
Look at you. She's busy.
She's the real world Mary Tyler Moore.
Meanwhile, me.
You played a show Friday night.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sable. I left my house.
Just busy being famous.
It was funny. Well, it was the first show that I've played with my band in since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm not ready for this.
No.
It's just, it's like such a fun, like I play music just like kind of for fun.
Yeah.
And like we all share that attitude. We're not like, we're going to make it as a new, we're like, no, we're tired. We're 30 something. We don't want to tour. We just like playing stupid punk music as long as it's fun. And we played at this newish venue in Ridgewood called TVI. And it's really great, really good sound system. It's a good room. And then like we were sound checking. And as soon as I was like, wait, that's what I sound like. I was like, holy. Like, I don't really get nervous as much anymore because we don't really care. There's literally nothing at stake here. And we're always the opener, which I love because it means I can fuck off for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
But now I was like, wait, I'm not used to hearing all of us so clearly and so loudly. The whole time I was like, sir, it's too loud. It's far too loud in this room. And he's like, no, it's not. And I was like, I don't need to hear any of this.
Like, I actually don't want to be here.
Yeah, I was like, can we cancel? Is it too late to cancel?
What have I done?
Yeah. It was really fun, though. And the two other bands playing were like very punk. Yeah. And like the New York punk scene's really funny to me because, I mean, it's cool because there's such a tight-knit community that like they like all come out. It's like in the 50s when it's like, are you going to the school dance? And like, everyone's going to be there. It's like, I see literally the same people who are always there. And it's like, they all like look the part.
Yeah.
So they're all like very kind of like 80s, 90s-esque punk, the leather jackets of the studs. And like some people have like Liberty spikes and stuff. And part of me is like, how long does it take you guys to get ready?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I love that.
I kind of love it, but I also feel like I'm in like a movie about punk people. And then I was wearing my oversized white button-down sleeve shirt that I wore 3 times this week.
That's punk rock.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm the only person wearing white in this room.
I want to come to one of your shows.
I think
I'd fit right in, don't you think?
You would, absolutely.
I'm a punk rock girl.
Yeah.
I'll buy a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Who cares? How hard can it be?
It's fun. And I'm always like, we only play for 20 minutes, so it's not a huge time commitment.
You know, I love to do things.
Yes.
You know? This is great.
Yeah, but it was really fun. And then afterwards, I was like, there's too many people here. I put my mask back on because I was kind of paranoid. And I noticed like nobody was wearing masks indoors.
Yeah.
When people, I'm like, people are literally shouting and yelling and wooing, not me. So I like spent most of the time in their backyard area.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of shows and it is an odd experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said to you before we started, like I still feel a lot of anxiety about Ms. Delta. But let me tell you, that vaccine has been working. Okay.
Yeah.
Like
These antibodies.
She's been clocking in. When I was at the JoJo show on Monday, fucking Queen, I was watching from the balcony and there were a lot of people in masks, actually, which I think is cool.
Like,
wear your fucking mask if you want to. Who cares?
Yeah, I was actually surprised that like people, I spotted maybe like two other people other than me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, so none of you. Okay, cool. Great. None of you are afraid as I am.
I don't know. I did not wear my mask at the show. I never know when to put it on or put it off. But the default to me is to wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like, you know, in the 2020 VMAs when basically it was just all Lady Gaga and she had like 84 looks and they all had a mask and she ended every speech with like, wear a mask. It's a sign of respect. That's so fucking cool. You know
that
what I mean?
Cool. Ugh. Also, like, you can incorporate into your... I think it looks cool.
Make it a look.
Yeah.
How boring are you? Are you doing anything for Halloween?
Oh, we're recording my band. We're recording our second EP.
Lit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which is fun because I never have Halloween plans, so I like to, like, have something to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I don't know. I do know my costume, though. It's so good. My mom is making it.
Oh! It's so still good. All these years. Do you have to send her, like, measurements? You're like...
No, I just send her a reference. She's really good. She can do anything. Let me show you. I'm so iconic. And this is what I'm being.
I don't know what that is, but that's extremely you.
It's Cameron.
Okay.
He's a rapper. And this was in, I think, 2002. And it's just like, that's a very iconic photo and like reference.
All right. I never know iconic things the way you do. But just the aesthetic is, I was like, oh, that's Tynan.
Yeah. It's me.
I always have a plethora of like wigs and like random accessories.
Yeah.
I was like, I can fashion a costume last minute out of
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Apartment Therapy is doing the second shoot with me on Halloween.
Oh.
On the Saturday of Halloween. And I was like, all right, girls.
Spooky.
See you in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat that face down.
You just have like crazy makeup on. Like, what? You're like, I have to go to Halloween party after this. So
fucking scrape myself out of bed at 10 a.m. to open the door.
Ugh. Yeah. That's brutal.
Eek.
Coming over at 10. What are you, the police? Get out of here.
Honestly.
You do not have a warrant.
It's cute though. I'm excited. Oh my God. Wait. It was so funny. I had a little photo shoot today at my apartment because Apartment Therapy is.
Oh, no big deal. Just a little photo shoot for Apartment Therapy.
Okay. I didn't know that Apartment Therapy was a big deal. No disrespect. I had no idea. What the fuck am I going to be doing on Apartment Therapy?
I feel like they're so well known. Mm-hmm. Like they're like the Pinterest of like interior design kind of publications.
I had no idea.
But yeah, no, I feel similarly.
Yeah, and I mentioned to one or two people like, oh yeah, they're coming over to shoot my place. And they're like, what? And so I was like, oh, I think this is a thing. He was over today, just shooting around my place. He hadn't shot me yet. And he was like sort of staging the place a little bit. And he was like putting like prop styling it a little bit with like glasses. And of course, perfume. There's so much. I just use perfume as decor.
Yeah,
these
same.
Days, obviously. And he grabbed a bottle on the new end table I bought from West Elm.
Mm-hmm. The Hera?
Yeah. The bottle of... Alien princess from Mugler was there
because
it fits in the, like that fantasy. So he takes it and he puts it on his table and starts shooting around. And I was like, no. And I was like, hey,
that one.
I was like, okay, keep it cool. So I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't really like respond to that one in that way. I don't really feel like it fits like the color story. Do you think we could do like just something else? He was like, yeah, like grab whatever you want. And when I tell you, I snatched that bottle of cloud so fast.
I was going to say, I was like,
what about this?
Of course it's cloud.
And yeah. I just think this one. He was like, yeah, great. So I'm so excited.
Think that this one. I love that meme because it makes no sense, but you always know what it means.
Yep, exactly. I'm excited.
That's so cool.
That won't go live for a while, but when it does, it's going to be hot.
I remember when I still worked at Condé Nast and I was acquainted with somebody at Architectural Digest and she was like, yeah, anytime you want to like write for us or do anything. I just moved to that point. I was like, yeah, maybe when I move into my new space. And I was like, this is not Architectural Digest material.
Right.
Do you know the square footage of your place?
I'm sure I could look it up, but I don't.
When I see the number, I'm bad at visualizing what that actually means.
Yeah,
because like my apartment, I think, was advertised as like somewhere between like 650 and 700 square feet. And I was like, I thought it would be bigger.
Mine isn't big, but it feels fucking huge to me. And I feel like it's getting bigger.
Well, maybe. I think when you have everything like a monochromatic pale color scheme.
Yeah.
And also, you've only lived there for like
3 months.
Yeah, you haven't had time to fill it with shit yet.
That's true.
Like every day, I'm just like, there's too much stuff in here. Why is there so much stuff? There's too many things.
Your place is beautiful.
I like it. I do feel like I'm like, uh-oh. the knickknacks are accumulating.
I was about to be like, what do you mean? And then I looked over to see your 20 bottles of Daisy. And I was like, okay, maybe she has a point.
Yeah. And my bathroom was finally fixed this week.
Yo, good.
Yeah, the building management, they just like send people over. No announcement, no scheduling. So these guys just knock on my door. They're like, we're here to fix your bathroom. And I was like, what?
Like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then like, they did it. It was fine. I don't really care because I was like, great, the building management's taking care of it. I don't have to pay for this. But like, it was like truly when like you see all those memes about landlords like painting over cockroaches and stuff like that. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, you really did a fucking slapdash job here. And I had to like, go in afterwards and like, clean up all the paint that got every fucking wear, like on all of the hardware. And I was like, yep, you missed that spot. You missed that spot. And now I'm like, fuck it. I should just fucking paint my whole apartment because I kept meaning to.
Literally. Let's do it.
Yeah. I keep getting served those targeted ads from those millennial branded paint companies.
Must we? It's paint.
Okay. Here's what I don't get. The aesthetic is great. The colors are lovely.
But they're just colors.
But it's just paint.
It's just paint. You can't gentrify everything.
Like $50 minimum. That's like if you want like the cheapest, flattest finish, whatever, whatever. And I was like, wait, why is paint so expensive? Oh, I thought this is going to be a little more expensive than I thought it would be. I go to HomeDepot.com and I'm like, oh, all of these brands have the same colors and it's like $20 for a gallon. Like, what the D2C house paint companies. I was like, how are you making money? Like, truly,
it infuriates me.
How and why and how?
I love, you know what? I'll buy anything if it's served to me on Instagram, but that is some dumb bitch shit. I'm sorry. I'm like, have y'all ever been to the Home Depot? And that's coming from me.
Yeah.
Like, they sell paint there and you can literally pick any color you
and
want.
And they can custom mix shit for you.
Right.
If you're like, I want it a little bit more like this or a little gray or a little paler, like, who is falling for this?
I don't know. It's the fucking death of creativity. My God. That and canned fish. Sable, they have come for tinned fish and they've given that the Glossier treatment and all these girls are falling for it. I'm like,
is it like a wellness thing?
I don't
like
know.
Like you're like, we need our omega-369s.
I don't know. Have fun getting mercury poisoning at your like Glossier pink room.
So damn fine.
That's Lil Jon.
Lil Jon. Oh, okay. See, Lil Jon should sell canned fish because there's the tie-in.
I'd buy that.
The good fats are important. The omegas are important. But yeah, I did see canned fish from it was like a couple of people sharing it on their Instagram. What is it called? It's like Good Wife Fish or...
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. And I was like, oh, they're doing branded canned fish sardines now.
No disrespect to anyone who has a tie to that.
What is the weirdest thing you think could be millennial branded?
I think it's the tinned fish. That and I was like, it has truly come to this.
Yeah.
I screenshotted it and sent it to Claire Lower, our food writer friend. Yeah. And I was like,
she should write. She's so fucking funny.
She's so funny.
She would do a really funny job roasting that.
Yeah.
I was on the subway the other day and there were all these Hims ads and they're all photographed in the way like the Pros ads are photographed and like the
Tend.
Casper and Tend and all those things.
It's like very flat lay. Not
yes,
flat lay,
very,
really, but like very straight.
Very
on.
Eggshell finish all around. And they always have ethnically ambiguous models, lots of light-skinned black people with freckles. Like, they love those models. And I was like, interesting choice. Why not just go with also, like, darker skin? But I don't know. Yeah, anyway, I remember when Hims first came around, their branding was, like, very subtle, and you didn't know what they were. And then now they're just like, erectile dysfunction pills. Here's a cool millennial branding. And I was like, I was just like standing in the subway and I was like, what is this dystopia we live in? Like, that to me is like truly the most weird millennial branded thing. Erectile dysfunction. I think Hims also does like Botox and like, it's kind of like the skin laundry or like the...
Oh, I know exactly
Everbody
what you're talking about.
Or like the peachy for like dudes. Like they're like, we have sunscreen and retinol and like,
I'd get some Hims Botox. Who cares?
Yeah. I would like some Botox in my jawline.
Have you done Botox before?
I've done it in my masseter muscle. So your jaw.
Okay.
Like, I swear to God, my fucking jaw muscles are the most swole muscles in my body.
Yeah.
Just from tension alone. And I can feel when I've been like clenching my jaw.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a subconscious sort of like stress thing. Because I'll be like, oh, why is my like teeth? My teeth are kind of sore. And like my jaw is kind of sore. And then I like touch the side of my face when I chew it. It's like a jaw of steel.
It's like a bicep.
Yeah, it is. It's like a bicep.
Yeah. I've been clenching my jaw since 1998.
Yeah.
I don't even like want Botox, but I do want the option to have it.
You do have the option to have it.
I want someone to want to give me Botox.
There are a lot of people who would give you Botox.
Word.
But also, your injector really matters.
I know. Also, though, like, yeah. I know I would just do it on my forehead. I wouldn't do it anywhere else. Because, like, this is literally how my face looks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've got all these, like, eye bags going on. But, like, I've always
love eye bags,
I did
personally.
Too, but I've always looked like this. You know what I mean? It's genetic.
Your forehead is completely smooth. That's like, what are you talking about?
That's what people say to me. But I don't believe that. There are three lines. And it's fine. I'm 34 years old. I'm perfectly comfortable with like my age and my face and whatever. But that's the only thing I would touch because it's easy and not clockable. If you changed the any way my eye looks, my entire face would look different.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So anything,
any changes in like your eyes or your eyebrows, like those are big facial changes.
Although I was putting on makeup last night and I was like, should I get a lid lift? Which and the answer is obviously no.
Maybe when you're, well, it's funny. Both of my parents weirdly tagged along on my brother's honeymoon with his wife to Korea because they were like, let's all get plastic surgery. Wow. I was just like, whoa. Because everything there is just cheaper and the techniques they use are like way more innovative.
Yeah.
And my dad, who is like 70 something now, he's his early 70s, the skin between his eyelids and his brow bone was like sagging. So it was like pushing down his eyelids. So he got an eye lift.
He got the Martha Stewart treatment.
Yeah.
Just snatched back.
It was very subtle, but like when he was healing, he just looked like an angry bird. The whole time I was like, why do you look mad?
Right.
Because his eye lift was
healing. How you look now?
Yeah. It's like settled down, but I was like, oh, wow.
I don't know. I've just worked so hard to like figure out how to create a new eye shape, like with makeup and do eyeshadow for my eyes that, because I've hooded lids on the low set, whatever. But it's like now that I've sort of mastered that, I don't want to fuck with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've noticed my eyelid shape is changing. Like, it's not necessarily getting wrinklier, but it is like, I don't know, maybe drooping or something. Because when I do my winged eyeliner, it looks totally fucky now. Mm-hmm. I don't like to do a curved wing or like a straight wing.
Yep.
And now when I use my normal technique, I'm like, why does it always look curved? Yep. And I'm like, is it my skin sagging?
This is going to send me down a like mortality spiral.
I know, but I also like, oh, well, I guess I'll just change my technique, which is the easier solution.
Right, this is true. Face tape.
Figure it out, I guess. Because that's the only time I notice. I don't notice it any other time.
Right.
Yeah.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Ooh, I smell really good. I smell like Diptyque Kyoto.
Ooh.
It's from their, I believe, limited edition release, Les Grands Tours.
Oh.
So they released a couple different scent products based on different cities and places around the world. And one, I think there's two just like straight up fragrance ones. And Kyoto, it's an eau de toilette, which I thought was weird. I was like, why didn't you know to perform? But they only did an eau de toilette. Anyway, obviously it's based on Kyoto, Japan. And I feel like I'm such a sucker for any scent that's like based in Japan. Because I was like, it's probably going to be like kind of smoky or like, it'll incorporate all of the notes that I love, which this one does.
Wait, let me smell it. Ooh.
Yeah, it's so sharp and crisp, very dry woods.
But and like, kind of smoky too, right?
Yeah, it's like incense-y, but in like almost like a green forest way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got like a little bit of a sparkling sweetness to it. I don't want to call it zesty because I feel like that veers to citrus, which I don't feel this is citrusy, but I also don't want to call it sweet. But yeah, so it has this kind of effervescence to
it. Really beautiful.
Yeah, it's like an effervescent dry wood with a green foresty. It's so nice.
It's so nice.
I will say, like, I was wearing this all day yesterday and I just like sprayed it on my neck, which a little bit probably got the color of my shirt. And I really was smelling it all day.
Really?
So I was like surprised for an eau de toilette that I was like, oh, this really does last.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle is beautiful. It's a red, dark red glass in the typical Diptyque bottle.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. It comes in a furoshiki wrap. And it's a cute little scarf that, I don't know, you could tie it around your neck. Or I never know what to do with scarves when they come as like part of mailing. It was just like, so I just like a pile of all these like nice tiny scarves.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting that on the website, it says they put it in the floral family, which I don't think I would agree with.
I wouldn't either. It's more woody to me than anything.
Yeah. It's more like fresh and woody to me.
Yeah. That smells like you.
Yeah. Odd. But This is such a good fragrance. Oh, interesting. On the website, they say that the materials involved are incense, Turkish rose, and vetiver. And then they have a category called olfactory accident, which they said beetroot accord. I don't think this smells like a beetroot, but okay.
All right.
It's like, sure.
Sure.
Cool. All right. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Today, I smell like something that smells like me. We each smell like ourselves today. Imagine that. I smell like the new vanilla Diorama from Dior.
Wait, is Diorama their kind of like luxury house line? Right.
So no, it's not. Oh. Yes, it is.
Yes,
but that's just the name. It's not called Diorama. Also, is this Diorama?
I think because it's Christian
Dior. It's a
Dior,
plan Dior, right?
Yeah, I think it should be Diorama.
Fucking idiot.
But also, it is confusing because I think Diorama, but then I'm also like, this has nothing to do with that.
Right, right. Also, it's like,
That's like their fancier line, right?
Yes,
that you don't find in the Macy's.
Yes, but it's, the Diorama is just the name of this fragrance, not all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, the other ones are like Grease Dior,
right,
to that color.
Like one called Tuxedo, I think.
Spice Blend, which I also have. Lucky. So this is just the name of this fragrance anyway. Listen.
Diorama.
One of these days, we're going to have the conversation. And by that, I mean, we have this essentially every week on the show that vanilla is the note. Sorry. Stay mad about it.
She's the one.
She's the one. And I was really excited about this because this is, to your point, the like very high-end version of Dior fragrances. You get a shit ton of it. It's like a decanter of fragrance.
Yeah. Is it an eau de parfum?
Yes.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
How much do they go for? How many OZs are in that? How many mLs?
It's more than 3-4.
Yeah, I was going to say, they look huge. I'm going to Google it. 8.5 ounces is $350.
Yeah. You know,
that's still cheaper than a Tom Ford fragrance.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
And you get twice as much.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at least. So, yeah, they're $350. They're very expensive. You
can get smaller ones.
Gallon of it.
Yeah. You can get the smallest is a 1.35 ounce, and that's 110.
Okay, that's not like
that's not bad. That.
Anyway, vanilla Diorama smells pretty much exactly the way that you think it would, and by that I mean it is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I can run you through the notes, but they don't help. I mean, the top is orange, pink pepper, and lemon. The middle is rum, cacao, and cardamom, which is interesting and great.
I love cardamom.
Same. I also love cacao in a fragrance. My God, and then the base is bourbon, vanilla, sandalwood, and patchouli. And
that sounds delicious.
It is delicious. It's a pretty linear scent. Mm-hmm. So it smells the same all day. It's just vanilla, spicy, warm, alluring, sexy. It is all of the things I always want to smell like. It's just so good. And I'm so happy. It's like a fall winter vibe, if that's how you want to think about it.
I can see that.
Definitely is. Yeah. I mean, I will say that this is not maybe, it's a pretty expected take on vanilla. Warm, spicy, all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gorgeous. It's not blowing my mind, but it is fantastic. I will say that if we're going to talk about vanilla fragrances, I would take the Kaoli vanilla over this one.
Oh.
That one is so good. I mean, it smells like a literal like baking vanilla.
Yeah.
And then the spices that they layer on top of it are so precise and like concise is maybe the word I wanted to use there. Who knows? But that is a vanilla that really turns me on my head because it's that, but it's done so well. And this is also done really well, but I've sort of smelled it before.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean by that.
Regardless.
Yeah, it's surprisingly hard. Maybe it's not hard. Maybe I'm just inexperienced and haven't experienced it, but I feel like people always kind of do the same things with vanilla. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why don't you try something new?
Yeah. But also, I guess like we're receiving 80 fragrances a week.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess my point is, if you're looking for a vanilla scent, this is a really sick option that you should definitely check out. Yeah, I've been wearing it all weekend. I really, really like it. I also like the wear of it. Just it wears really.
Is it on your wrist?
I mean, yes, but yeah.
That's so nice.
It's so nice.
And it's so subtle. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that.
It's like cooking under this hoodie.
Yeah.
And it has
like
been
simmering on you.
It's so good. Yeah. I love smelling like this.
I want one.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh, yes. I'll connect you.
Speaking of vanilla, as like
say it.
The note.
Yeah.
I feel like so many people have that polarized perception mm-hmm. of vanilla.
Get over it.
Yeah. People who love it, people who love gourmands and sweet things, and people who are like, ew, like vanilla scents, it just smells like cheap perfume or like teenage girls.
It's your problem.
And yeah, exactly. And people seem to think that so many celebrity fragrances just smell like vanilla. Mm-hmm. But actually, I was DMing about this with one of my parasocial friends. One of my parasocial relationships on Instagram with someone I've been friends with for probably years, but like we've never met. She lives in Australia. We just DM. She was like an OG, like EXO reader and is very into fragrances.
Oh my God. Yes. Wait, this is yes, that. Yes, oh yes. My God.
And we were talking with it, and then we kind of have like similar tastes in smells. And it's not vanilla that is the common ground, but pear. Every time there's a pear note.
What?
Like, because we were talking about like what all celebrity scents seem to have in common.
Yeah.
And when you actually like break down the notes, like all of them seem to have pear as like a top note, including Cloud.
Including Cloud, I was just going to say.
And then, yes, and then she took it upon herself to, she sent me this insanely intricate, like multi-Venn diagram of like, what did she call it? The Ariana Grande Cloud Atlas Ultimate, which is like the most brilliant name.
So sick.
Of just like every fragrance that is like similar to Cloud based on the notes they share.
So it's you so sent sick. That to me and we'll I was like, it, yeah, oh my God.
I was like, holy shit, this is like galaxy brain stuff.
Totally.
Yeah. And then I was like, you're right. It is pear. Pear is in like so many celebrity or those just like very popular designer brand fragrances. Mm. But what's weird is that I never clock the pear in them. I never
get a
pear, like, oh, yeah, that smells like, I never get that. So I'm like, I wonder if it's just like a balancer or like it just bolsters the other note.
Or just like a soft sweetness that's not tangy, like a citrus.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait, though, you sent me that Venn diagram.
Yeah.
And I had like just shotgun two White Claws. So I was like, had like one eye open. But I was, there's so many circles on that and there's all like of
so
the
and
so many fragrances within each.
I know,
and we've talked about all of them.
Yeah,
how
some of them I haven't smelled yet, but I'll take a word for it. But I was just like, holy shit.
Yeah, she nailed that.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah, we'll post it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lee.
So sick. If anyone else wants to make us a graph,
please do math for us.
Yeah, exactly.
We love it.
Do my taxes.
We can't do yes. Please help. I can't do accounting.
So what are we talking about today?
So I had this idea and then I was like, is this stupid? And Tynan was like, no.
You've never had a stupid idea in your life. Meanwhile, I'm the co-host and I bring all that to the table.
Well, okay. I thought it's something that we all experience, but like maybe we don't all talk about or maybe we just don't want to talk about it. The scent in products that we use that maybe you don't think about but are always there and really elevate your experience of using that product. I'm talking like chiefly beauty products here just because that's the most topical use product that I use, mm-hmm. but it could be anything.
That was such an elegant intro to this.
What? Okay. Was it? Okay.
Yes. Great.
What am I trying to say? Yeah. But there's so many. I mean, obviously between you and I, we get sent a shit ton of products.
Yeah.
So we obviously experience a lot of them. And there is, of course, the whole discourse of everything should be fragrance-free. That goes in your skin. And I mean, I guess if you have that sensitivity, yeah, but like a lot of us don't and we like it.
Right. Like fragrance and products is not inherently bad. If your skin is sensitive, then sure, I like totally understand. But I don't know.
Fucking like fragrance and skincare, it elevates the experience so much, in my opinion.
No, I agree. It's sensorial. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Why do you think like when everyone was mad about Fenty Skin, about being fragrance, but like... Why do you think that they crammed all that shit with so much fragrance, which by the way is good because they know that people respond to it and that's what you go, but not the only, but like
there's that's scent branding.
That's a huge reason that people replenish their products is because they love how it smells, you know?
What's funny is that when I started giving my mom all of my La Prairie creams and stuff, she loves them, of course. And she was like, oh my God, I always thought that this scent was just what these wealthy women.
These wealthies.
These wealthies. She's like, I always thought this scent was just what wealthy women, what their perfume smelled like. But she's like, no, it's their face cream.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just smelling their face cream on them. But it's the La Prairie creams are heavily scented. Mm-hmm. And it just, it does. It smells kind of, it's a little bit old lady-ish, but I think I only think that because I only smell it on older ladies, older wealthy ladies, because it's a literally an $800 face cream. But she was like, I thought this was their perfume, and now I know it's their moisturizer. And I was like, you're welcome, mother.
Yeah.
Now your face smells like an old wealthy lady.
Now you're one of the wealthies.
Yes. Yeah. My mom is in her mid-60s, and people constantly think she's like 15 years younger. But she was like, this just makes me look so much moisturized and fresh. Yeah. And it's because there's just a tiny, tiny hint of pearlescent shimmer finish into it. Yep. You can get that with a primer.
Yep.
But like, you don't know what that is.
So skincare is makeup.
Spend $800 on a cream.
Cool. Yeah.
Or just hound me to get it for you, which I guess I have to do because you made me.
My mom is, well, and dad are coming out in 2 weeks. And she just sent me a text on the way here that she was like, I'm bringing the world's biggest suitcase to fill with makeup and fragrance. And I was like, I'm already pulling it for you. Don't worry.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could do one thing right.
Right?
Jeez.
You're like, sorry, I'm not a doctor. Have a face cream.
I think I'm doing okay, though.
Yeah. Right?
Right?
I think so. I don't know. My parents were just like, when we're old, you have to take care of us, so make money accordingly. It's like, okay.
I love this idea.
When I was making the list, I was like, oh, there's more products on here than I thought there would be.
What's your first one?
Other than La Prairie, which I just explained it. Mm-hmm. So that's done. Tick. The first one that shocked me, I was not expecting this, was It Cosmetics. Hello Results Wrinkle Reducing Daily Retinol Serum in Cream.
God.
Yeah, very long name.
Their names are garbage.
Their names
are so problematic. I'm sorry. Yeah. Not to be Jezebel.com about it, but like
Confidence in a cream.
Night cream, but rosebud essence. Like,
you
shut
know what
up.
Though? Like, that shit
I know,
sells to their
I know,
audience.
I know.
Because they're like a QVC brand.
I know.
And people eat that shit up.
I know they do.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the It Cosmetics shit is good.
It's actually
it's really solid.
Good.
I can't really speak to the skincare. I've used a lot of skincare and really, really liked it,
yeah.
But it was just like what I had. I can't say that I did or did not see results, whatever, but their makeup. Their
that
complexion
CC
slaps.
Cream.
There is a reason why everyone goes up for that.
It's fucking good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's a foundation.
Oh, yeah. It's so.
It's fucking shape tape.
Full coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks incredible. It has like such a natural finish. Uh-huh. I actually like the fact that it's full coverage because you can dial it down.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think about any full coverage is like, I'd rather that and sheer it out.
Yeah.
And I also think you look, and not look better, but like that looks better than like building up a sheer product.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this retinol serum, which is actually, of all the retinols I've tried, does not make my face peel off. Hmm. Thank you. It is pretty heavily scented with some sort of cosmetic scent. It's this kind of florally fragrance, but it's so good. It smells like floral and cashmere.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You said that.
It's like a petally cashmere scent. And every time I put it on, I'm just like, it smells so good. If you have not tried that, it's a pretty good retinol, actually. Didn't make my face peel off, and it smells heavenly.
It's great.
Yeah. What's yours?
Okay, listen, I've talked about this, I feel like, every episode for the last 4 months, but this is now literally what the episode is on. So let me just get this out of the way. I won't spend a lot of time on it. The Fenty Skin cleanser. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good. So all of Fenty Skin is, like, pretty heavily scented.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they're pulling back, though, because the body butter that came out has a nice scent to it, but it's very light, which is funny because like that's a body product and that's like less drama to be scented than a face product.
Yeah.
And they scent their stuff for the face. Anyway, I think the toner and the moisturizer have the same scent, which is really lovely. It's sort of a tropical like bubblegum moment. The cleanser, again, smells like a Baskin Robbins. It smells like sweet cream and cold
metal.
It won
a Smell You Later award.
And recycled air. It did. It's a Smell You Later award winner. It's just so good. I actually just ran out, so I have to get them to send me more. And if they don't, I like it so much, I would buy it. Because it's cream cleanser. It's the only, like, I have a bunch, but like, I love it so much that I would spend my own money on that. Who cares?
How much is it?
Not a lot. 22, 28, 20, 22.
That's, yeah.
It's whatever.
If skincare is like under $30, I'm like, oh, okay.
Doesn't
count.
Yeah,
that's fine.
They actually just sent me something I requested this week. Mm. So I'm mad that I did not throw that other one in. Anyway, yeah, it's just, I use that every night when I double cleanse. And every night I'm just like, what were y'all people bitching about? This is so good.
I think people just see fragrance in skincare and they're like,
it's all fucking skincare by Hiram. One opinion by someone who's not a doctor.
Yeah. How did he get so famous?
YouTube.
Okay.
Whatever.
Why him?
I don't know. I truly don't
know. Of all the people, I'm just like, why this kid?
I don't know.
I mean, get it.
Good for him, I guess.
I haven't watched any of his videos, so I can't answer that question. So someone will have to watch them and tell them for me.
I recently smelled them on someone else's face.
Oh.
But it was one of those things where I was like, I know that. What is that? Like, that is something personal to me. But like, and like when you're smelling skincare on someone,
yeah,
like, it's not like smelling their fragrance. So it's like, yeah. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But it was one of those things like, oh, you just took a shower. Like, this is what this is all going on.
Did you use my fucking face wash?
Right. Right. So I was like, huh, maybe this is stronger than I thought it was.
Yeah. You know?
But also like, if that's how my face smells to someone, you're welcome.
True.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of problematic, I think they might have redeemed themselves. The Purito Green Centella sunscreen.
Oh, I don't care about any of that.
I originally got the regular scented version, mm-hmm. and I fucking love that scent. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to describe a scent when they use that cosmetic scent, because I feel like it's so its own category, where it's like, it's a little bit sweet, it's a little bit floral, but like it's also kind of like clinical. But yeah, this had like kind of a sweet, round, creamy scent.
Mm.
Definitely added, I'm sure, because if they have an unscented version, it means they added scent.
Yeah.
But I love the smell of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you don't know, Purito is a brand that just had a big sunscreen scandal, essentially. And the short of it, Sable, tell me if I'm right, is that they said they were like SPF 50 or something.
Yeah.
And like someone did trials on it and it was like an SPF like 18. Anyway.
It was one of those super popular, like, if you know, you know, sunscreens.
I apparently did not know because I'd never heard of it.
It's a great sunscreen because it feels just like a moisturizer. But I believe they have changed their ways.
Yeah.
I also think for them, it was a manufacturing error where it was basically on the manufacturer to create the product that lives up to those claims, and they weren't.
Mm.
That sucks for them.
Oh, yeah. That's a complicated.
That they had to deal with the blowback of that because their manufacturers were basically cutting quarters.
Uh-huh.
So that sucks. So I do wonder now that they've reformulated if it's going to be the same.
Okay.
Because I was always impressed that how you can get an SPF 50 that doesn't have like a
white cast.
Yeah, like a white cast. Yeah. It was chemical sunscreens.
Sure. Okay.
So, or doesn't make your eyes sting.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Because I don't know. I love Supergoop to death, but
I can't wear it because of my eyes.
One of my bottles of Glow Screen, I have multiple, the one I've been using the most.
She got paid.
Yes, I did. And I wonder if it's because it's just like I've used it and it's like gone off after a couple, like a year or so, but like it's starting to sting my eyes now. And I'm like, what's going on?
The normal, I haven't used Glow Screen because my head is too big and I can't glow that much, but Unseen has always fucked with my eyes. And
really?
Yep. And it's fucked with my friend's eyes too. Like it's just a normal thing. I will say, this is a weird promo, but it's true. The Kylie Skin SPF is a dupe for the Supergoop Unseen, and it does not fuck with my eyes. So if you really like that, like super transparent sort of primer feel of an SPF, and that won't sting your eyes, that is the move.
Oh, interesting. Unseen still works for me. Okay,
really?
Maybe we'll see if it betrays me.
Wait. Did you get a sun visor?
Yes.
Not the tinted moisturizer.
Both.
Yes.
I got. Say,
what did I tell you?
Say sun visor and say tinted moisturizer, which is basically just their sunscreen with a tint, is incredible.
Wait, does that have an SPF though?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're both SPF 35.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's incredible.
My dumbass.
They're so good. And I was so impressed because I was expecting it. I feel like a lot of times it's skin tints.
Mm. Is it a skin tint or a tinted moisturizer?
I believe it's billed as a tinted moisturizer, but I also think they're synonymous. Skin tint is tinted moisturizer, IMO.
Yeah.
But I feel like with a lot of skin tints, it's kind of this like oily layer
that
sits on top of your skin. Mm-hmm. It feels yucky. It always moves around. It never quite settles. And like the Say shit is legit. It is quite sheer coverage. So if you're looking for some of the coverage, like that's not it for you. But like, I just put a couple blobs on like my forehead, both cheeks and my chin and just like blend it in and I look fun.
Yeah, you put on your story. You never do that.
I know.
I mean, I know we talk about beauty online quite a bit, but like you don't put anything on your story that you do not fuck with.
Yeah. My rule with social media shout outs is generally speaking, no bag, no tag.
Yep.
But like if I really like something, I'm just like, hey.
Yeah, if I really like something, I'll talk about it.
I talk about empty quite a bit. That also kind of leads to partnership sometimes.
Yeah.
Because a brand always appreciates a genuine shout out.
Totally.
But I'm not here to sell your shit for free.
Right. Say that.
Also, like, I'm not here to encourage people to buy more things that they may not need.
I am.
Yeah.
Unless
I'm getting paid to do it.
I love talking about beauty. I haven't really done that lately.
I talk
about empties, though, and I feel like that sort of, like, satiates it.
Yeah. The sun visor as well, which is still, like, a little... I don't think it's tinted, but it does have, like, a cast.
Do you think so?
Well, it's, like, it comes out, and it's, like, a little beige. It's, like, a little beige, which does fade to clear, but I'm wondering if someone with super dark skin, how it would look on them.
I wonder that, too.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Zitstika SPF? I hate that goddamn brand name. Oh,
it's Australian. Yeah. So Zitstika.
That. The SPF is...
There's no R's in Australia.
Right.
They've done away with the letter R.
That one is super serum-y. Like, it's really liquid and viscous. And I feel like it's sort of their answer to Glow Screen.
Oh.
And it's, again, too glowy for me to wear all over because I'm like, wait, I can't have my forehead shining that much. Like, I'll blind you. But the effect on skin is... gorgeous.
Oh, I'd be
like
curious.
It's really
to try that.
Glassy. So I've been using it sort of like I'll do a mineral all over my face and then I'll use that like as a highlight.
Oh,
yeah. It's gorgeous.
I'm going to try that now.
It's cool. I think it's also SPF 50. Like they come with
Damn.
It.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Australia would know.
They would.
The sun hates Australia. So they got to have a good defense on that.
Yeah.
God, does the ozone layer even matter anymore? I feel like that was like a big deal in like the 90s.
Does it exist anymore?
No one talks about the ozone layer anymore.
It's because we burned through it.
Did we? Probably.
I don't think it's doing great.
Now it's just like the ocean. Also the forests, also space. Anyway.
Another product that I really love and the scent always surprises me in a few ways is the new Kosas body wash.
Oh, I haven't tried that one yet.
I love it down. It's so good. It's I think it's an AHA, BHA.
Yeah.
Definitely an AHA.
It's an AHA, BHA.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Meaning... in short, it's a gentle, like, liquid exfoliant for your body. It's for daily use, so I'm sure those acid percentages are teeny.
Yeah. And also, it's a wash,
it's
so
a wash,
you're not...
So
it's not going to be in your body for a long time.
Exactly. I guess as a product, I'm obsessed with it. But the scent is so beautiful, and I don't know what it is. And it's weird, because when I sniff, like, the component, I didn't think it was unscented, but I didn't get a scent at all. But when it's on my body and it like lathers up, then you get it. And it's not super strong, but it's strong enough. I mean, it is the most beautiful, like simple sort of interpretation of something floral, but not floral in the way that I hate. They're like really sweet, creamy florals.
Mm.
I don't know. I it is beautiful. It's like the highlight of my morning routine. And if they made that into a fragrance, which they might, because they're fucking making everything else, I would absolutely wear it.
I could see Kosas making a fragrance.
For sure.
Actually, yeah.
I'll look it up and see if they have a fragrance, but I don't think it's listed. I love it.
I'll have to call that in.
You have to. I'm giving you a list.
I have too many shower products in my shower.
Yeah.
Like I don't have space to put them. So I need to like go through them.
That's fair.
I guess I should bathe more often. Oh, okay. Riffing off of your washes, Fresh Soy Face Wash.
You
a classic.
Love that.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
It's like a cucumber scent, but it's like a floral cucumber.
Ooh.
Do cucumbers ever flower? Because it's a plant. I feel like if a cucumber flowered, it would smell like this. Yeah.
You love that cleanser.
I love that cleanser. It doesn't clean your makeup for shit.
Okay.
But as like a morning cleanser and the second component to your double cleanse, it is lovely. I'm also always like, wow, this is expensive.
You get quite a bit of it though, right?
I hoard them. I think I have like three travel size tubes of it.
No, I mean like the component itself. Like you
yeah,
get
yeah,
a lot
you
of,
can. Yeah. I think because it's one of Fresh's like top sellers.
Yeah.
They have it in bulk.
Okay,
which is great.
Yeah,
I'm like waiting for them to partner with a Costco. Like I feel like I see that for them. But I do remember like the one episode we had that was kind of like scent and skincare with Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
They're so thoughtful with the way they create the scents in their products.
Yeah. That was really cool to learn.
Yeah. And it's all from the actual ingredients. It's not like a manufactured scent, which I think is cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Because it's like, because this product I think is cheap. There's a lot of rose water in it. So I guess that's where the floral component comes.
Okay.
But then the fresh cucumberiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it smells, it just smells very wealthy.
I love that.
Which I guess you would be if you're buying like the big ass pump bottle.
How much is it?
I think the pump is like 60 something.
Jesus, for a cleanser?
But I think you get like 30 ounces or some shit.
You had better. Cleanser's the one thing that I'm like, don't spend more than $8 on that. It's a cleanser.
I used to think that. Okay, the tube I have, the 200 milliliter tube that's 6.7 fluid ounces, is $44.
Okay, that's a little better with my spirit, but
The jumbo, the largest size, oh, it's 13.5 fluid ounces, is $69.
Nice.
But it says in parentheses value 101, which I'm just like, is it priced by the ounce? That would be kind of cool if they like sold it by the ounce. You can just like bring your own bottle.
Right.
But they're not quite that Etsy.
My next product, I don't know if I like this scent, which I do, or if I just like feeling, as you would say, like one of the wealthies.
Oh.
So the product is the Tatcha Silk Canvas Primer.
Oh, dude.
Please.
That's a good smell.
Oh my God. But
and that's a good...
That is the primer.
Product, yeah.
That is the primer.
Yeah.
But you know how every Tatcha product has that exact scent?
Yes.
So I guess I like it in the rice wash. I like it in the moisturizers or whatever. But I have experienced it most often in the primer because that's... I mean, there's no primer like that. But it's just... How would you even describe it?
It's like comforting and cloud-like.
It's like yellow.
It is. It's like a sunny, but it's like, to me, it's like a sunny, muted yellow.
Yeah, there's something like really, like, yeah, I'm with you that it is soft and like creamy, but it's something like alive in it too.
Yeah.
Like the idea of a lemon, but not an actual lemon. Like a lemon
cake.
I don't
know if it would go as far as citrus.
No, like a lemon cake or like a lemon, like something.
Yes, a lemon dessert.
Yeah, exactly. This used to be a lemon, but then
it used to be a lemon.
Put a pound of powdered sugar in it. Yeah. But it's not even that sweet either. Yeah. It's just like really alive.
It's a, it's like a soft, creamy scent. Ooh, it's so good.
It's so good. And it's just like every time I use them, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I am that bitch.
They have scent branded successfully.
They have scent branded. And yeah. I will say this, the scent is super consistent across products.
I like that too, that all of their products smell the same. I think that's a really good idea.
You know you're using a Tatcha product. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's like no...
Their sunscreen is the fucking shit.
You've said that.
I fucking love that sunscreen.
And I've never used
it. It's so expensive. It's like $60. But it's kind of like it's like a primer plus, it is very moisturizing, I think. So like you could ostensibly use it as a moisturizer if your skin is on like the not too dry side.
Yeah.
But it has that like eggshell finish that I love.
That we love.
Yes.
Oh,
not too shiny, not too dewy, but it's so good.
I gotta get that and I gotta get the rice wash again. Oh, I love that fucking rice wash.
It's so good.
So good.
Tatcha.
We love Tatcha. We love that. When I started, no joke, dude, like the original putty primer, not the liquid, which is also very good, but that original one.
That's the only one I have. Oh, I haven't tried the liquid. I've only tried the putty.
There's something there. I mean, they're essentially the same product in different formulas, but I think the witchcraft is in the puttiness.
Yes, I think so too. I use it as like a finishing step, honestly.
What do you mean?
Because I don't wear a ton of complexion makeup, but I noticed that my forehead gets real shiny throughout the day, like real greasy.
Yeah.
So I just kind of slap a little dot and spread it around my forehead and I don't get shiny by midday.
Huh. I haven't been wearing concealer since we started wearing masks, but I've started to again just to fuck with it a little bit. I'm wearing it right now. But I mean, when I started using the Silk Canvas Primer, my like best friends, the people who would see me most often would like look at me and be like, what's different? Like what are you doing differently?
Different?
Like with the makeup? Like,
did you make more money? What's different about you?
Yeah, did you just get laid?
Did you just move up a tax bracket?
But they were just like, something is, and my friend Brian looked at me, I was bartending like in the dark, you know, and he was like, something is different about you. What is it? And I was like, girl, it's this primer. Like it smooths shit out. And it really, I mean, whew, I got to go back to that.
Yeah. An iconic beauty scent.
Okay.
The Caudalie Face Elixir.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of money.
Yes. Now, that is a money scent. I'm not a face mist person.
No.
I feel like they don't do anything personally.
Same.
They might make you feel like refreshed, but a lot of times I feel like they're way more expensive for what they do. But the Caudalie Face Elixir, it's like one of those like bi-phase oil liquid things. You like got to shake it up, but you just get blasted in the fucking nostrils with this fresh herbal tincture scent.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, there's like something like a little bit herbaceous and a little bit medicinal about the scent, but it smells so good.
Yeah.
Like mostly the way I've experienced it is like I'll be doing a shoot and there'll be a makeup artist who preps your skin and they'll do like a light mist of the Caudalie face elixir. And I'm like, oh, the smell of professional makeup.
Yep. Literally.
That's what I think of.
Okay. So like I will sometimes do this. So I've stopped having just like raved about a primer. I've stopped wearing primer mostly. Mm-hmm. Ugh. If I wear concealer, I'll prime my face.
Okay.
But if I am just doing blush, bronzer, highlight, whatever, have done like the concealer, like no complexion makeup gig that I've been doing for the last 18 months, I won't prime just because I feel like there's so much shit on my face already with all the skincare.
Yeah.
That it's like wet enough that by the time I was putting primer on, I sort of just like felt movement. You know what I mean? Like with all the product down there, I was like, I don't need all this.
If you prep your skin well enough with skincare, I feel like that is primer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But what I was going with that is that if I've done my skincare and then like done something else and my face like has dried, I feel like I need to like wet, like dampen it again if I'm going to do all that. And, but I hesitate to grab like a face mist because like you just said, a lot of them have a really high oil content. Mm. And like oil is obviously the enemy of makeup. Mm. And I don't know that I want to like prep my canvas with oil to then slather a bunch of shit on it and have it move around. It's like, I don't know.
Do they have oil? A lot of them?
A lot of them. The one that I got, the one that I'm thinking of specifically in my cabinet has oil in it. And I'm sure it's
like, I feel like a lot of them are like either just straight up rose water or like this, the MAC, I'm thinking of like the MAC Fix setting sprays.
Well, that's yeah.
Or like the Anastasia Beverly Hills ones or the Huda ones.
Setting sprays and face mist to me are two different things.
You're right. You're right.
You know. But I guess even with a face mist with an oil content, you're using so little of it and you're misting it that like the dampening of the skin probably isn't enough.
I think of like the Urban Decay all-nighter setting spray, which I remember I like, for some reason, like, when I worked at Allure, they would just like send a bottle of that to everyone's desk like once a week.
Yep.
I was like, we don't need any more setting spray.
I use that. That is essentially the only one I've ever used. It's
but
so good.
It really, really does perform. Mm-hmm. But to the point where like I've only used it when I've like been on a shoot or something. And I was like, I can, like when I move my face, like I can feel it.
Do you not use setting spray?
No.
Really?
No, I don't use setting spray. Other than, because I don't think I need it throughout the day. I don't know. But like, that one makes sense if you're going to be like doing camera stuff.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your shit to move or melt. But I was like, I can feel this layer.
I don't feel that. But I've used it every day. So I'll like finish my face with a dusting of setting powder. I don't like bake or whatever. There's not a lot of powder in my face.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do like a little dusting of setting powder.
But I like to hit it with the spray afterwards, like melt all that in. And like I usually basically just use cream products. But if I do like a powder bronzer or a powder blush, like I then do a powder on top of it, I start to feel very powdery. So I'll hit that with a setting spray, just like melt it.
Oh.
I do love that all-nighter shit though.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm just like, what is in you?
Right.
I feel like it's like a layer, like they have like Teflon'd my face.
Right.
It's like scotch guarding your face.
Another beauty scent that I love, and I don't wear it that often, but I think a lot of people love this one. And actually back to Fenty, but it's the Fenty Beauty Gloss Bomb Lip Gloss
scent. Oh, yeah.
It's, I think it's technically a peach vanilla.
Yeah.
It's like very juicy and very bright, but that, it like,
I always thought it smelled like a dessert.
I mean, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
It's very, very
like a
sweet.
Cake.
Yeah. And I don't want to say nothing smells like it. I'm sure everything smells like it. But there's just something about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think there's a shit ton of scent in it. Because like you got that little component. And you don't miss that scent
lip
whatsoever.
Gloss scents, I feel like lip gloss is like the most scented thing of the like mouth products.
Yeah.
I have such a memory of Benefit's OG lip glosses. Before Benefit was the Benefit as you know it today.
Yeah.
Back when they were like a department store brand and they had, you know, maybe like a dozen lip gloss shades, all of which were like pretty sheer. I guess that was the thing in the early 2000s when I was a teenager shoplifting from Sephora and I would like shoplift some Benefit lip gloss.
Not this.
Please don't arrest me.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Allegedly. This is teenage klepto. Those were the best smelling lip glosses and they had that sweet fruit cakey kind of scent to them that I did notice is similar to the Fenty gloss bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, you've worn gloss bomb before, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
I have the OG shade. What was it called? Is it just gloss bomb?
Fenty Glow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She came out with like one shade at first, which every time I wear it, I'm like, it's too shy. Well, I don't know. That's just my MO.
It is shiny. It's so shiny. I think like the micas in it are like flatter.
Yeah. And they're bigger.
They're bigger and flatter than like a normal pearl in a gloss. And it's funny because it doesn't, on the lip, it doesn't read as glitter or shimmer. It just, the way that they sit and the way that they catch and reflect light, it just looks like your lips are soaking wet.
But to me, like, it doesn't look cute on me.
I love the way it looks.
I don't think it looks cute on me.
I'm not really a lip gloss girl, but I love the way it looks. And I totally get it. You know what I mean? Like, I put it on with that big fat ass doe foot. And I was like, oh no, I see
I love a chunky doe foot.
Me too. In any product.
Yeah.
Shape tape again.
The Dior.
Yep.
Glow lip oils.
Yep.
It's like a doe foot that's like bulbous.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love it.
So good.
I'm such a sucker for a bulbous doe foot. I don't care what it's in. I'm just like, oh, is that a round applicator?
I'll spend
$38 on that.
Yep.
I don't know why. It's like my aesthetic fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Is it round? I want it.
It really, really is.
Speaking of the early 2000s, a scent that I feel like should be a perfume, the Neutrogena Body Oil Light Sesame Formula Original Scent. That scent is the most comforting, nostalgic, like, I feel like I'm wearing like silk and cashmere, which is funny because
ooh, I want to try that.
It's so good. I'm pretty sure this body oil is straight up mineral oil.
Okay.
Let's see. Isopropyl. It's all words I can't pronounce. Isopropyl myristate the clinical term for sesame oil. PEG-40 sorbitan pyrrolate fragrance. So I guess there is an added fragrance, propylparaben and BHT. I feel like these are all things that like Hiram would be like, no.
Yeah. That sounds like a free of list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It sounds like a you're exactly right. It sounds like a free from list, but it is what we are made of.
The ingredients.
Yeah. So I'm part of me's like, is this bad? Should I not?
Yeah.
But the smell is so good.
I love that.
And the oil's fine. It's like it's kind of like baby oil.
What does it look like?
Okay. You've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it for sure.
It is a classique, but it's all chemicals, baby.
Yep.
That's all petroleum derivative chemicals.
We love it.
But it smells so good. I want them to make it like a body splash fragrance.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
They should know that.
Right? Also, like Neutrogena is, I guess like billed as like a clinical brand.
Really?
It's like their whole thing.
Yeah.
People love the Hydro Boost shit.
People love Hydro Boost.
Yeah, which I'm just like, it's all silicone.
Yep.
It's like literally,
yep.
It's just a sealant.
Yep.
But for some reason, the money oil gets a lot.
Yeah.
Sounds like a free of list.
It does. I feel like all of our answers are very us.
Yes.
But none more than this next one. So a scent that I, like, again, I don't know if I love the scent specifically or just like the experience of using it, but the scent of, and I know I'm going to get dragged to hell for this, and I do not care. The Kylie Lip Kit is very...
I've never tried a Kylie Lip Kit.
What?
I've never tried one.
Stop it.
I know. I just never happened for me.
So, I mean, not that I'm shocked, but I guess like being a former beauty editor, I'm surprised, but you being you, I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
Listen, before you start, I know. Okay, I know. But being a male-identified person with facial hair who loves a lip, one, having a liquid matte lip is, I don't want to say essential, but it's essential for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel most comfortable in them. I just like the way that they look. But if I'm going to be a dude and a lip, I'm not going to be out here looking crazy. You know what I mean? I'm not going to have a smudge all over my face, all over.
It's got to be like,
it's got to be
precise.
Fucking clean.
Yeah, it's got to be on point.
So that. Like the formula has always been good. Apparently it's just been improved. They sent me one. I haven't used it yet. But,
I was wondering that when they switched over to whoever the fuck owns them now, if they changed the formula.
I hear it's better and I should try it because I have a couple. But that, like the formula is just great. But also having a lip liner that is the exact same color as the lipstick. I'm sorry. Like when you have stubble and shit, one, just like starting with lip liners easier anyway, but especially when you're like working around or with your facial hair. Like that is essential. If you are a masculine identified person who like loves or wants to wear a lip, I would say that that or something like it. I'm not saying like Runda Kylie Cosmetics, but like that shit is a great place to start because mm-hmm. it made my like lip game so much better and like so much more elevated and just easier. And
but what does it smell like?
It smells like, I think she said it was like butterscotch.
Oh, okay.
Which
so
is
dessert.
Like, which is like, ugh. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, and again, like lip products smell pretty strong because they're in these little tiny things yeah. and they want to like pull you in with the mm-hmm. aroma.
It's right under your nose.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, I remember I'm such a rude bitch. I was home for the holiday one year and my mom like made a cake and I was like, Mom, this tastes just like a Kylie lip kit. And she was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was
like, she's like, you mean the Kylie lip kit smells like a cake? Right.
My brain is broken. Yeah. That's one of my favorite scents in beauty for sure.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like people are very loyal to lipstick scents. I think like the MAC lipstick scent is like yeah. a, I don't know, it's like some sort of like pyramid scheme. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But people love that shit.
They do.
God, I feel like, okay, I feel like this next one is a little bit of a cheat because they ended up making a fragrance out of it. And I think that's like the main selling point of it. But the Sol de Janeiro Boom Boom
oh.
Cream.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that scent is like... I think that's what sells their products.
For sure. Oh, absolutely.
Because the cream itself is like, it's good. It's fine.
It's a cream.
But it's just a cream. But like the scent is what makes it. Which is interesting because they actually released a quote unquote nude version, AKA just a scent free version of the body cream. Mm-hmm. And they sent it to me and I was just like, well, this is fucking useless.
Yeah, right. What am I supposed to do with
but
this?
But I also think the body cream for me is like a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I want to cut it with a little bit of the unscented mm-hmm. and then it'll be perfect for me.
Right. You have the fine fragrance of that, right?
I do. It's like Curiosa 67 or something.
Yeah. I really like it. I love that scent. It's just so creamy yeah. and beautiful.
That to me is the scent of like wild teenage girl.
Yes.
There's that trope of the overly sexed up teen girl who's secretly a virgin.
Me?
Like that's what it smells like. She's secretly a virgin, but she's always like, yeah, I'm a slut. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. And then she finally goes to hook up with someone. She's like, actually, I'm a virgin. I mean, literally talking about the plot of American Beauty, but like, it's Mina Suvari in American Beauty. That's mm-hmm. what it smells like. Actually, I feel like she would smell more like roses because of that film.
Right.
Anyway, so scratch that. But yeah, that scent is just a cacophony of cake on the, what's that Jonas song?
Cake by the ocean.
Cake by the ocean. Cake by the Brazilian beachside ocean.
So good.
If you made self-tanner an ingredient in cake uh-huh. or tanning oil.
Literally. That's yeah.
That's like the marriage of the two.
Mine is a little bit like that, actually. Mm. This is my last one.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
It's funny because I was surprised this was scented the first time I used it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I like the product conceptually. I don't know if I like it in practice.
Okay.
It's a niche one. Soul Body, essentially by ColourPop. Which is,
okay.
as I was thinking through it on my way here, essentially their answer to Sol de Janeiro, mm-hmm. plus maybe one or two other things. It was like a new category. And I mean, the name is similar. And also they have a scent mm-hmm. in a lot of their stuff that is quite like the Sol scent. Their cream face and body bronzers have a scent that is very like sunny, very pineapple-y. And all that. And I really liked it, but I don't know that I want that product to be scented.
Wait, is it makeup or skincare?
Makeup.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's not like a sunless tanner. It's like a bronzer.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like
yeah,
a bronzer.
Yeah, I always think scent makeup. In face makeup is odd.
Yeah.
Like Too Faced goes really hard on that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's Too Faced though. I haven't used a lot of Sol Body's products, so I can't say that they all have that scent in it, but I'm guessing that they do. Just because of the concept. But I got them. So you know that like Chanel cream bronzer that everyone's obsessed with?
Yeah.
That's Soleil, whatever. They essentially bootleg that into 8 shades, which they should because Chanel did one. And the product is good. I think it like leans yellow on me, but I want to like
They do
it.
Look a little bit jaundicey.
Yeah. For being so many, for having so many shades, I tried a few of
Bronzer's
them.
Bronzer's tricky.
And I was like, ooh, these are all.
Yeah.
But yeah, the scent is good. And it like made me happy. Mm-hmm. But it was also like a few minutes after I put it on, I was like, I can still smell this. And I was like, I can smell it.
Yeah, I always think it's a little weird when makeup has a scent.
Yeah.
Like
Especially
why?
Something on your face.
Yeah, like a bronzer.
That's not a lip.
Yeah.
Anything else, I'm like, hmm.
Chanel does scent the shit out of their makeup, which I don't like.
Yeah.
And Lancome. Because it smells like, it has that like old lady.
Perfumey.
Yeah, that perfumey old lady scent.
I don't want that.
But I guess that's their luxury scent branding, whatever.
Yeah. And their customer.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I always want Chanel beauty products. And then I remember that they're like just okay in performance. Mm-hmm. And their selection of colors is to me like a little too cool leaning. Yeah. Which it was like, oh, it's because it's for white people.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never do a warm red,
nope.
Will you, Chanel?
Nope.
Anyway, my last one. Another one for the rich bitches. Charlotte Tilbury's Magic Cream.
Period.
Period. I still have a jumbo-sized tub from their limited edition holiday release.
So luxurious.
I think it's a pretty big tub. And it's definitely from... like late 2018.
Whatever.
It's definitely expired.
Use that
but
up.
I will never give it up. I don't even use it that often. It's a great moisturizer. It's a great pre-makeup moisturizer. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like it's almost a little, for like everyday use for me, it's like
a little rich.
So emollient.
Yeah.
Yeah. That because I'm putting sunscreen over it, that's going to ruin the finish. They released, you know?
Yeah.
It's like on its own, it looks amazing, but like I'm going to put sunscreen over it. So it's a night cream for sure. They did release a light version with SPF 20.
Hmm.
So that's like a cloudy day moisturizer for me.
Yeah.
But it still has the same scent. And it's still pretty emollient.
Yeah.
You still get the same good finish. I do wish, give me like at least an SPF 30. Like, come on. If you're going to be a 20, just give me a 30.
Yeah, if you're going to go through the trouble of putting SPF in your product, which is not easy.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not like a skin brand, if you're a makeup brand, like adding SPF is not just another ingredient. It's hard.
It is.
And if you're going to do it, then do it.
Just do it. Yeah. Like, I feel like part of me is like, if Tatcha can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the smell of that is just so... It's like white florals. Mm. It's kind of like a powdery tuberose kind of scent. It's so nice. Huh. And I know like they're definitely conscious of that because like, I think like that was like one of their hero products from the get-go.
Yes.
Yeah. Before she started releasing, like she does like tons of drops all the time now. And they're all really good.
Dude,
I legitimately love her products.
Charlotte Tilbury, the god.
Yeah. Like the lipsticks are amazing. The face palettes.
Those
so
formulas
good.
Just do not fuck around.
Yeah.
I'm wearing... For the first time in like ever, that like, I don't know, filter, Hollywood filter.
Yeah,
that's
filter.
Like not a, it's not a foundation, but it's not a highlighter.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
sort of like in between. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing that right now. Then wearing her, like that is so good. Her liquid highlighter is so good.
Yeah.
That's in the little squeeze.
Yep.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Her products fucking cool.
Just like,
they're expensive, but they perform.
It's, oh my God. And like, I realize like to me, like, you know how I wear makeup. Like, it's a lot of color.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Tilbury is not the most exciting brand in the world. But
I think it's just, like, hot girl stuff. That's, like, her whole thing. Is just, like, look like a supermodel.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
But, like, the shit is so good that it's, like, I'll wear whatever you want me to, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I feel like the Charlotte Tilbury aesthetic is, like, the after to an ambush makeover.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
in a good way.
It's, like, Bobbi Brown, but hot.
Yes. It's if Bobbi Brown was a little bit sluttier.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Slutty Bobbi
Brown. A little younger and a little sluttier.
Yes. I love that.
I do too.
God. Okay. We could go on, but truly.
I think those are the hits.
I think those are the hits for us personally.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell us yours. We would love to know what yours are.
Yeah.
Please tell us.
I can see us doing a follow-up on this.
Could do a follow-up.
Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
After all, people just keep releasing products. So we're just going to keep smelling them.
Exactly.
Whatever gets released into the world, we're going to smell it.
I mean, shit.
That's our job.
I know.
It's our duty.
It is. What else are we here to do?
There's nothing else to say.
Follow us on Instagram at smellylater.mp3, which I have been forgetting to say lately.
Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And a nice little note.
Yeah.
We love them.
We be reading.
We do be reading. I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
I am at Tynan Buck.
And we will smell you later.
Smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.